happen to find a store near you.
This is not the Super Bowl. I suppose we could consider this to be the Super Bowl of radio programs. There's no competition, though. I know where this program stands in terms of number of affiliates and listeners and people who enjoy themselves. This is the Monday Doug Steffen Good Day program. The Black Eyed Peas were on yesterday. That was the reference. These are the Black Eyed Peas. And they sang this song during halftime yesterday.
Well, they kind of sang this song.
They kind of sang it.
This is a special version they recorded just for us.
Right.
Oh, yeah, today's going to be a good day, where the actual song is Tonight's Going to Be a Good Night.
A good night.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, depending on your point of view, Richie, for some people it is night. I'm looking out over. This is one of the most beautiful
views. Still dark where
views.
I am, too.
Yeah, it's still, I'm in Salt Lake City. And I'm on top of one of the mountains.
Old Smoky.
And looking down at the city of Salt Lake, it is absolutely magnificent to see this view from up here. It is a wonderful city, and much warmer than Denver, where I was for much of the weekend. Actually, Friday and Saturday I spent in Denver, a story to be told there, which I will share with you later on. First of all, let's get to our read on the Super Bowl and the commercials, and there's some interesting... actually, it was started, the discussion in the program before the Super Bowl, it was an hour dedicated to why people play football or what happens to you when you do play football. And frankly, a great deal of the program today is going to be focused on that because of some of the things that happened to me over the weekend, what I learned about the brain and brain imaging. For those of you who didn't hear me on Friday talking about what I was doing, many of you realize that at this time of year, when I have the freedom to travel, I spend a good deal of time trying to make sure that my health is good, and if there are things that need to be tweaked, I learn about them. And happy to tell the stories on the air with Dr. Ken and Jack Stockwell, who I'm with now here in Salt Lake, another approach. But this year I decided I was going to take advantage of a third opportunity that was presented to me by a fellow that I know well. He's on the board of trustees with me at Heidelberg University in Tiffin. He is a very experienced businessman, and he and a couple of his partners have moved ahead with a company called Ceriscan, C-E-R-E-S-C-A-N. And I would advise many of you to go online and check this company out. It is on the cutting edge, as corny a phrase as that is, of understanding your brain and what goes on in your brain and what you can learn about your brain by looking at it thoroughly. This is the first time data has been presented in a way that it can be analyzed, and this is basically a computer overview of your brain enhanced. And then doctors who are experts in neurology and nuclear medicine look at these slides of your brain, and they can tell you what went on in your brain from when you were a child.
Isn't that crazy?
Whether you whacked your head on something or whatever you did, and they can also look ahead to see whether you have a propensity down the road to get Alzheimer's, to get dementia,
and
Parkinson's, all of that as well. It takes about 10 days, a week or 10 days to analyze.
Yeah, really?
So ask me the question in a week, Richie.
Okay. And then he'll be able to remember.
I'll tell you the answer. Yeah, and I'll remember.
No, this is a big thing, Doug, on a bunch of the medical TV shows, like Grey's Anatomy and all that. They've been really talking about this scan for Alzheimer's.
Yeah, right. And this is the company that's doing it. Mm-hmm. And so what I also learned was what happens to people. Many of their clients are NFL football players. Obviously, they can't tell me who they are, but they showed me some of the scans of the heads.
I bet.
And it is unbelievable what has happened to these people. And so that I don't want to get off on that now because I want to sort of revel a little bit in the game because I don't really give a darn about football. But because I'm so close to many of you who are in Wisconsin, and because I didn't like the Steelers, I didn't like their attitude, what I knew about them, I thought it was cool that Green Bay won.
Me too.
And so if there's any enthusiasm here for the outcome, it is that Green Bay won. And other than that, I don't have much of an overview on the game because I didn't watch it. I was at the movies.
It was a crazy game, I thought. It was almost like I felt like both teams had kind of tired each other out. I mean, there were fumbles and turnovers. I mean, it was...
Yeah. Well, for the Steelers, I mean, the Steelers pretty much gave the game away.
The Steelers were turning over, but the Packers were fumbling every 10 minutes. That Nelson couldn't catch a ball last night.
Yeah. One of the things that I thought was interesting when I did come back, and Jack Stockwell's got every technology, Richie, you can possibly imagine here. One of the things, a big screen TV, like I'm sure you were using, the field shots. What I found most amazing about it was if you are at the end, if you're watching the screen, and you see the shots that were taken from the end of either end of the field, and the way it sort of presented almost like 3D. It's almost like you could reach out and feel like you were there.
It's from the cable cam.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, they have cables strung across the field from one end to the other.
No, it wasn't that shot. It was the feeling that you get by watching the shot. That is the sense of I don't even know if I can describe it. The clearness, the tightness, the I don't know.
It's called HD, buddy.
Oh, thank you.
Welcome.
I don't have one of those in my house. At any rate, what did you think of the Super Bowl? 800-510-8255. Take a few calls. There are obvious discussions about the snafuzzles, and people always want to tear that stuff apart. We have at DougStefan.com today not only the Christina Aguilera National Anthem, but a couple of other problems in the Super Bowl. We'll actually play the Aguilera mistake
like
in a few
remix.
Minutes here. Whatever. But the commercials, I just did some math here. There are 50 commercials that aired during the course of the Super Bowl. They charged $3 million apiece, which is a tremendous increase in what they have charged over. Last year, it was barely under $2 million, so the price really went up. And I can understand why. Driving back from the movie theater last night, it was like Christmas Day in Salt Lake. There was nobody on the road. The game was about three quarters over when we were on our way back to the house. There was literally, you could count on one hand the number of cars that we saw in about a 15-minute ride from the movie theater back to the house. No, it was amazing. I thought it
sure.
was. Restaurants were closed. People just, everybody makes
funny,
a big to-do about this day.
While, cruising through Facebook while the game was on.
Yeah.
If I.
How many cars did you get for me during the game, Rich?
Oh, no.
Oh, my God, Jennifer.
He got one from me because I panicked, wondering if you were going to be at my office today.
Yeah, no, Jennifer texted me. She's like, where's Doug tonight? But Doug called me no less than five times yesterday, and I'd be like, what? And he's like, what are we going to do about this? We're going to do this. Goodbye. And I hung up on him. Every single time.
Important. Man. Well, we got the things.
You know, having a birthday yesterday, it really was like having it on Christmas. I know you argued with me, Rich, but it really was.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm sure.
110 million people watched that.
Yeah. Cruising through Facebook, if I saw, I don't know, let's say 200 posts during the game, there may have been five that weren't Super Bowl related.
Yeah.
And, like, the one that probably shocked me the most was some guy posted a picture of his little fluffy dog, his little lap dog, saying, I love my little doggy during the Super Bowl.
Uh-huh.
You know, isn't she cute? And I'm thinking, yeah, okay.
USA Today is carrying an article about whether or not the Packers Super Bowl team was the best Super Bowl team ever.
No.
But I mean, you can imagine that people will rally around that. People who are Green Bay, what was it? They bring home the trophy for bringing it back to Green Bay.
That's home.
Anyway, but there's a lot of conversations. A couple of the commercials. I want to find out from people what they thought the best commercial was. 800-510-8255. Because you know, if you listen to this program, we're not going to talk about the game. Because this is not a sports program, doesn't focus on sports, mostly because the host doesn't care much about sports. And so we leave that to the sports stage. There are plenty of people doing sports talk radio. Help yourself if you need to rehash this one more time. But I do think the commercials are an important part. They almost become the fiber of the game. And many people don't think the commercials this year were that hot.
No.
So
Mm-mm. Let's
see.
Yeah,
so
there was
a couple that
were good, but nothing that was like, oh, my God, that was the best ever.
Yeah, and I think we have all of those as well on the Good Day website.
We do. We have a link to it. Yeah, if you want to go watch them,
we have a link to it.
YouTube has an ad blitz page, and we have a link to it at gooddayshow.com.
All right, there you go. 16 past the hour today and tomorrow and this week. You'll be thinking about Valentine's Day because Valentine's Day is a week from today, right? Next Monday is Valentine's Day. So you are running out of time if you have not taken advantage of the things that are available flower-wise from the folks at proflowers.com. They help you avoid waiting in line at whatever checkout counter, wherever you're going, for all those overpriced flowers. This is the bottom line of the opportunity today from proflowers.com. You get one dozen red roses or two dozen assorted roses, both with a free glass vase and free chocolates for $29.99. That's one dozen red roses or two dozen assorted roses, free glass vase, free chocolates, $29.99. Roses and chocolates for under $30. You understand what a steal that is, especially given the fact that Valentine's Day is next Monday. ProFlowers guarantees delivery on Valentine's Day, guarantees your roses will stay fresh for at least 7 days. Cool, cool, cool. You're out of time by this time next week, so why worry or wait? Get on board right now. Call 800-PRO-FLOWERS and mention Doug. That's right, 800-PROFLOW, 800-PRO-FLOWERS, D-O-U-G in the passcode. Or you can go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner, and use Doug again. That's proflowers.com. Click on the mic and type in D-O-U-G. Do not wait, my friends. Supplies are limited. This is the last chance for you to get this kind of a deal. The offer expires midnight on Friday, so call and order now.
Tomorrow on History, Top Shot is back and reloaded. I'm Colby Donaldson, host of History's hit competition series, Top Shot.
I love shooting against bigger, stronger, tougher men.
Each week, we'll put America's best sharpshooters through elimination challenges that will blow you away. From medieval crossbow...
I'm not just a shooter, I'm an athlete.
...to firing from a moving vehicle.
I'm going to destroy the competition.
Top Shot, Reloaded. A brand new season starts tomorrow at 10, 9 Central on History, made every day.
Attention, Hydralyze is currently seeking participants with dark circles and puffy eyes. If you have dark circles or bags around your eyes due to heredity, fatigue, or aging, you are eligible to see results and participate in the Hydralyze trial. Hydralyze was introduced to improve delicate skin around the eyes and now has been shown to eliminate dark circles and bags. It effectively diminishes even dark circles caused by heredity. To participate in the Hydralyze trial and see results risk-free, call 1-800-381-5589. Fragile capillaries around the eye can leak, allowing blood to pool beneath the skin like an ugly bruise. But right now, you can join the thousands of people who have seen their dark circles fade away, watched as bags literally disappeared from view. Participate in the free trial by calling today. If you're serious about getting rid of your dark circles or bags around the eyes, you are eligible to participate and experience results with Hydralyze. Call this number today, 1-800-381-5589. Once more, that's 1-800-381-5589.
800-510-8255. Robert in Port Charlotte, what do you think was the best Super Bowl commercial?
I don't recall what they were advertising, but the monkeys and the car crashes.
That was CareerBuilder.com.
Right.
Yeah.
But you know how bad that is? If you remember the commercial, but you don't remember what they're selling, the commercial didn't work. So somebody spent $1 million producing and $3 million buying a spot that didn't work. I mean, what good is it if you don't remember what the spot was about? You remember the context of the monkeys in the car, and that was swell, but you don't remember what they were saving, so it wasn't, it obviously was not a well-crafted spot.
I was too busy eating all the food.
Yeah, what did you have for snacks? What was your favorite snack?
Well, we had a big party at church, and everybody brought a covered dish.
So you went, you watched the Super Bowl at church?
Yeah, we had a big party.
Oh, yeah, a lot of churches do that. Oh,
the churches do that, really?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Wow, that's an interesting
thing. It was fantastic. I eat too much.
Yeah. Well, it's a party, and it's nice to have a party. Maybe you should just have a party celebrating Jesus. You think Jesus would have been a football player, Robert?
Well, he would have been good.
Everybody get out of the way. Here comes some lightning.
Yeah. You talk about splitting the defense. Yeah.
All right, Robert, thanks for the call.
Stop.
800-510-8255, your favorite commercial on the Super Bowl.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWars Team.
It was a big party day across America. And interestingly, the audience this thing gets around the world is pretty substantial as well. If there was a doubt that football or American football had an influence, it is washed away with the interest there is in the Super Bowl. The Red Sox beat the Yankees yesterday also. You didn't hear that story, right? Red Sox beat the Yankees.
Say
what?
Score
of the game was 7-3. Yeah, Red Sox beat the Yankees. Actually, spring training, the catchers and the pitchers next weekend go out to a spring training.
I bought my tickets for the Nationals and Braves spring training game. I'll be in Florida in March 17th.
Oh, Richie, that's so important. Congratulations.
And I'm going to the Nats Braves game. Yeah,
God bless you. So Christina Aguilera sang the national anthem. She's had a number of negative reports on her in the last few weeks or a month. Apparently, she's coming apart at the seams, and to listen to the way she sang the national anthem, you can understand why people are somewhat critical of her. Here is the entirety of Christina Aguilera.
Catch where she forgets
singing,
where she's
right,
at.
Exactly. And by the way, if you know where it is, then you call us at 800-510-8255 for a swell prize. The 2020 news quiz is, what did Christina Aguilera not do? What did she do that she ought not to have done? See if you can summarize for us, encapsulate what Aguilera did to mess up the Star Spangled Banner. Go ahead, Richie, play it.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight? Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight? What so proudly we watched at the twilight's last gleaming? Does that star spangled banner.
She did that right. God. All right, John. It's all about me, folks. It's not about the game. It's all about me. I'm Christina Aguilera. It's about me. Instead of just singing the song. So what did she mess up? 800-510-8255. Here's Doug in Brownwood, Texas, listening to Good Day. Doug, how are you doing?
Oh, I thought that was terrible.
It was awful.
That was terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where did she mess up?
Well, the Ramparts we watched were Seagal was streaming, and the Rockets red glare that was bursting in air gave proof of the night that our flag was still there. I think if you're going to sing it, you ought to sing it right. I mean,
you know, especially in a circumstance like this,
with only 110 million watching.
Yeah. You know, have some pride and
I was embarrassed. I mean, I don't know. Is she from America? I thought maybe she might be from Mexico.
She is, but she's taking herself so seriously. She's become a big star, so she thinks. And this was all about her. And then she's all over Twitter. She's explaining, if you go watch, Richie, go to her Twitter page. I'm just reading a story now about how she's trying to sort of text her way or talk her way out of this or somehow or other. I mean, certainly you got to be nervous when you're seeing that many people. But if you're a performer, you don't think about the crowd. You focus on one person. You're singing to one person or talking to one person, and that was their mistake. All right, Doug, hold on a second. Thank you for the call. 28 after on Good Day.
A recent nationally representative study of sex and sexual health behaviors provides a much-needed snapshot of contemporary American sexual behaviors in time for Valentine's Day. Love expert, psychologist, and best-selling author of Sealing the Deal, Dr. Diana Kirshner, has more on the survey conducted by the Center for Sexual Health Promotion at Indiana University.
The survey found a pleasure gap between men and women. About 85% of men said their female partner had an orgasm during their most recent sexual event, but only 64% of women said they actually had. It also found that women respond best to a variety of stimulants, including pleasure products like vibrators. What's more, a second study from the Center for Sexual Health Promotion on vibrator usage found that 90% of women who have used one agree that it can enhance her sexual relationship with her partner, and 80% of women who have used one have used it with their partner. So help close the pleasure gap this Valentine's Day.
For more information, visit www.trojanvibrations.com.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish, two for the price of one.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm. Thanks to discounts of up to 40%, switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM.
Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts...
The GCN Radio Network. Providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What bothers you most about menopause? Is it the hot flashes? Waking up at night drenched in sweat? How about the mood swings or putting on weight? Tens of thousands of women have turned to Amberen to get relief from their menopause symptoms. Will Amberen work for you too? The only way to find out is to give it a try. That's why we're giving every woman who calls today a complimentary risk-free trial of Amberen with a 30-day supply free. Amberen is all natural, and its safety and effectiveness is backed by published clinical studies. Do you want a life without hot flashes, night sweats, or mood swings? Want to lose weight, sleep great, and have more energy? We've made trying Amberen completely risk-free, and you get a 30-day supply free. All you have to do is make the call to claim your complimentary risk-free trial of Amberen. Visit GetAmberen.com or call 1-800-647-9277. That's 1-800-647-9277. 1-800-647-9277.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Strength, energy, and endurance are all synonymous with youth. Would you like to feel youthful again? Protein absorption and synthesis are at the foundation of strength, energy, and endurance. Insults to your intestinal lining from drugs, heavy metals, bad diet, and age can inhibit your absorption of amino acids from your protein foods. This causes your body to repair slowly and be prone to injury. By taking a highly digestible protein into your body, you can greatly increase your repair rate and energy level. One World Whey protein powder is more digestible than milk or eggs. One World Whey is the first ever truly unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. Whether you like to exercise, want more energy, want greater strength, or just want to feel better, One World Whey is a must for you to try. To read some amazing testimonies or to get your free report, go to oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Baby, on the night you said you would. It's a funny thing.
It's a good day program. Good morning, America. How are you? After the Super Bowl and the festivities of the weekend and the weather and all the other things that are going on that we'll try to touch on as we present the facts and some of the fiction from the weekend. Your weekend was good, I hope. Tell us about it at 800-510-8255. Got some good news, Richie.
Yeah, what's
and,
that?
Well, this is at the beginning of the first month of the year, the end of the month, or all the, well, pretty much every month, there's always a review of how the economy is, how we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that U.S. consumer confidence rose sharply this past month shows Americans are more hopeful about a lot of things. The employment number is down to 9%, which is a good sign. There are not as many new jobs around as one would hope, but the readings are good. This is the first time in about 2 years, it looks like. Matter of fact, I'm going back to May of 2008, it looks like. This may be the best number in terms of consumer confidence. So that means that you are feeling good about what's going on. So there's the good news. And I guess this is another thing. This is good news, bad news, sort of. There are fewer people suffering from the flu this year than last year. That's good news for all of us, but bad news if you own a hospital. Do you realize that the admissions in general, because of a better season for the flu, are down 3-4% this year from where they were last year? And because most of the hospitals now are for profit, the stocks, the value of the stock, and if you go to, if you watch the stocks of the various companies that own all these hospitals on the big board, you'll see that they're off 5-10% of some of them, and it's because, A, there are fewer people who are getting the flu, and B, fewer deliveries, fewer babies, and those are big money items because it doesn't cost them a lot of money to treat the flu, but yet they make a lot of money, and the same thing is true with having babies delivered. The hospital stocks are going to get better, so some say, with the strength in the economy, but in general, people are taking better care of themselves, or they're just not being, they aren't getting these diseases like the flu. There's still plenty of people that are suffering from heart disease.
So it makes you wonder if the boards of these hospitals are in cahoots with the news.
Really
saying the flu looks like it's going to be a deadly strain this year. You better get your flu shot.
Great promotional tool.
Yeah. Or whether they're in cahoots with the pharmaceutical companies.
Yeah. Yes to both of those. Thank you. Okay. Now, we're talking about the Super Bowl, 800-510-8255, and wondering what the best commercial was. We've had a number of people who called who couldn't wait. I did the math, and I think I told you, of the 50 spots, the $3 million, that's $150 million. What I was curious about, if someone knew, Richie didn't know and Jennifer didn't know, what the Fox folks paid for the rights for the Super Bowl, or is that, that's a separate deal, right? That's negotiated in addition to whatever NFL rights you might have.
Right, because they get the games during the season, too.
Right. Well, but they don't get them all. They
got Sunday, I think.
Sunday games, yeah, because they have Monday night games and Thursday night games.
Right.
Friday night games. So,
yeah, CBS, Fox, and ABC slash ESPN, right. Basically.
Yeah. Okay. So what's the story? Who knows how much it cost Fox to buy rights to broadcast the Super Bowl? 800-510-8255. I'm thinking of, I said earlier that the story in USA Today was about the Packers being the best Super Bowl team. That is incorrect. What I said, and somebody sent me a quick text on this, it was the best Packers Super Bowl team ever. In other words, the Packers have been how many times in the Super Bowl?
In the Super Bowl,
five, and then
they won NFL championships before the Super Bowl was around.
So then, but the point of the USA Today article is that it's the best Packers Super Bowl team.
I don't know that I would
five
agree
or
with
six.
That.
I'm just telling you what their
focus is.
Aaron Rodgers, I mean, I see what they're saying, because they're saying that Brett Favre was there forever, and Aaron Rodgers is a better quarterback maybe than Brett Favre was. Is that what they're saying?
I think in part, yes. 800-510-8255. No. So, the two teams, it was interesting how it was sort of categorized. I heard somebody say these two cities, Green Bay and Pittsburgh, represent the best of the worst. That is, these forgotten Rust Belt cities that in essence, this day, I said there was nobody on the street. Let's just think about the money for a minute. This is me doing my research behind the scenes just to tell you or spend a little time on something that most people won't focus on. The National Retail Federation, Richie, said the average consumer for yesterday spent $60 on game-related merchandise, clothing, snacks, that sort of thing.
Wow.
And it's up $8 from what they spent last year. Last year's average was about $52 a person for everybody who participated. This year, $60.
It's probably in competition with Halloween and Valentine's Day and Mother's Day, isn't it?
Interesting that you say that. The amount of money spent this year was $10 billion for one game.
Yeah.
$10 billion
retail. You know why it gets a spike?
Why?
TV sales.
Well, here we go. That's an interesting point. 4.5 million people bought new television sets for the game.
Yeah.
That's up almost a million from last year. A little over 3.5 million people bought new TVs associated with the game. 4.5 million bought TVs, and most of them were HD TVs.
Right.
And they by the way, if you go to most of the stores today, you'll find there are very few, if any, of these TVs around. They bought out. They were sold out.
You can buy a 42-inch or 46-inch TV now for $500-$600
Isn't
HD.
That amazing?
And
right, so that's one thing. Yeah. Now, listen to this. We're talking about as much as the televisions cost. Super Bowl tickets, most expensive ever. A ticket averaged nearly $5,000 on the resale market last week. Some went on Friday. There were three or four tickets that were sold for $277,000.
Does that include parking?
Okay. Listen to this. Talking about parking.
$277,000 was a suite.
Rich, $277,000. I don't care whether you buy. You can buy a
right.
A house.
$277,000.
A nice house.
So anyway, the cost of the parking. A mile from Cowboys Stadium in Arlington, it was $55. If you were able to get in across the street, in the parking lot across the street, it was $1,000 a parking space. And there's a nearby Taco Bell that closed for the day and sold parking spots for $330.
They probably made more money than selling tacos.
That stadium is smack dab in the middle. I mean, there's houses within a couple of hundred yards.
What a nightmare.
Right. Can you imagine?
Yeah. Well, you saw the people sitting that paid $200 to watch in the parking lot.
Morons.
Okay.
In the freezing cold.
Here's what I object to. All this other stuff is fine. It's all commerce. It's all industry. It's all the private sector. If people want to do this stuff, God bless us, it's a way to create a flow. But the fact that taxpayers in Texas stood up for $325 million to help build this football stadium is anathema.
You know how much
me.
That stadium costs?
Cost $1.2 billion.
$1.2 billion.
Mm. And the fact that the taxpayers of Texas spent $325 million is outrageous. Those of you who live in Texas, you can comment if you want to at 800-510-8255.
This one I agree with you because usually you and I disagree because I see what, Camden Yards, how it regenerated that neighborhood
downtown.
Down there.
But then this neighborhood, they didn't
regenerate. And the Verizon Center where the Washington Wizards and the Capitals play. Unbelievable did to that.
And I'd be a hypocrite if I didn't say, Richie, that it was a good idea to sometimes incentivize businesses to come into an area.
Right.
If some businesses are incentivized by the local tax structure.
But this place
there's
nothing around this joint.
No.
And FedEx Field where the Redskins play. There's no business. There's no bars, restaurants around it. So there's
And you tell me that Jerry Jones can't afford how much is this guy worth?
Well, I mean, he could have afforded the other 300. He put up the rest of the money.
Right.
He put up the $990 million or whatever it was to get it there.
The number is in $5.4 million spent during the game. In the stadium for concessions, $5.4 million just on concessions. All right.
That even seems low to me, I think.
Yeah, I would have thought it would have been more than that.
Now, let's see here. What else did I see that was of interest? I don't know. I'm looking at some of the numbers.
Tell you my big objection. We were over at my parents yesterday early, and we were watching some of the pregame show. And they have Michael Strahan and Maria What's-Her-Face from Access Hollywood out
Minutos.
There. Yeah, it's very hot.
Yes.
And taller than most of the little shrimp Hollywood actors that she was interviewing, which was hysterical. She's got, like, these big high boots. But they have, like, this red carpet interview section for all
for
these
celebrities.
People that are coming out with the new movies. And all these, so they had Owen Wilson on, and they had Harrison Ford on.
I'm just going to show how the separation is between the average person.
But,
the average person that supports football, the average person who likes to, who's following the Green Bay Packers.
For the people like my wife who don't care about the football but like to see all the schlitz.
But look, but the message here is if you have lots of money, you win. If you don't, you're a loser. And yet it was the losers, if you will, according to that definition, who support the teams and who support the watching of the game and buying the products.
Michael Douglas looked great, though.
He looked
really, really good. And he did he kind of opened the TV broadcast with kind of like America's football. Football is America. This is us. This we are them. We are they. We're them.
Wait till I tell you what goes on to people later on today. Those of you who can stick around, or if you're having to leave, you might want to download the next couple of hours of the program.
Doug's going to rail on how horrible football is.
What you're doing to your children if you allow them to play football. All right, that will be
And one more thing, Doug.
Yes, Richie.
They played the trailer. You will want to go to YouTube and see the trailer for Cowboys versus Aliens.
Yes,
I did
will.
See the trailer in the theaters yesterday.
Oh, it looks
I saw four movies over the weekend. We'll talk about that. But I did see the trailer. It was pretty interesting. It was Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford and Daniel Craig. Yeah.
And I said to Jack and his wife Mary, sitting in the theater, they must be really running out of ideas.
Let me tell you something. It looks cool.
Yeah, it does look pretty interesting. Technology is great. Okay, speaking of technology, talk a little bit about the flower, if you will, the essence of your love for your husband. This is to ladies. I'm going to speak to ladies now for the next 60 seconds. No matter how old you are, no matter how long you've been married, if you really love your husband, you will take some action right here and right now by getting your husband thinking about taking care of his body. If he's not having his prostate checked, then he needs to. If you're not feeding the prostate, then you need to. The best way to protect that man that you love and to keep him away from having a problem that oh so many men do have is to get on the phone and call 800-607-7078. That's the bottom line. That's the plea, if you will, affect his intimacy, affect his health, affect his well-being. All of these things, if you don't have a healthy prostate, all of those things are going to not function well, and you will be the lesser for it. So keep your husband, keep your boyfriend, keep your better half healthy. Support healthy prostate function. It isn't pleasant to talk about, but it's important for you to know and do something about it. Interestingly enough, more women call this line, 800-607-7078, and order the product, then do men. I don't know what that says about the men, but it says something wonderful about the women. And you don't need a prescription for this. Millions of bottles have been sold of Super Beta Prostate. You'll get a free one. Don't ignore your prostate. Feed it. Become a new customer. Call in now, 800-607-7078. Get your bottle of Beta Prostate free. Get the bottle. It'll pay a little shipping and handling. That's all. One free bottle now is yours by calling 800-607-7078.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, these days, more Americans are using their credit cards less.
Which is why Rent-A-Center is making more sense.
You can get the brand you want without having to use
and abuse credit. You don't even need a credit card.
And if you need to, you can stop and pick back up where you left off.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of two Ashley sofa and lawsuit sets. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop
in the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do mimes make even less sense when you can't see them?
The mime is stuck inside a giant invisible box. Now he's drawing an imaginary door. And now he's opening his imaginary door. And the imaginary door just shut on his fingers. Now he's doing an imaginary cry.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
A recent study in the Journal of Nutrition Supplement revealed that whole soy foods may support breast health, promote a healthy heart and cholesterol levels, and help achieve nutrient adequacy. Registered dietitian Dave Grotto adds,
in addition to those benefits, leading experts agree that whole soy foods included in a balanced diet have beneficial effects and improve nutrient intake among the U.S. population. Whole soy is a rich source of fiber, protein, vitamins, and minerals. Just 2 servings of whole soy a day can help maintain overall health. You can easily add a serving of whole soy to your diet with a half a cup of edamame or 2 soy joy bars. Other forms of whole soy in which the whole soybean or its nutrients are kept intact include roasted soy nuts, canned soybeans, and tofu.
Plant-based proteins like whole soy are recommended by the USDA 2010 Dietary Guidelines. Go to soyjoy.com for more information.
Tomorrow on History, Top Shot is back and reloaded. I'm Colby Donaldson, host of History's hit competition series, Top Shot.
I love shooting against bigger, stronger, tougher men.
Each week, we'll put America's best sharpshooters through elimination challenges that will blow you away. From medieval crossbow...
I'm not just a shooter, I'm an athlete.
...to firing from a moving vehicle.
I'm going
to
destroy the competition.
Top Shot, reloaded. A brand new season starts tomorrow at 10, 9 Central on History, made every day.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Aquanasal nasal spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
In praise of some of the commercials, the Super Bowl commercials, we think that the Dr. House parody on the big Mean Joe Green commercial from a number of years ago where he throws his cane at the end. Here it is.
Dr. House?
Yeah.
I just want you to know, I think you're the best ever.
Me too.
Want my churro? Really, you can have it.
My patient just died. You think the Spanish deep-fried snack is going to make things better?
I guess I'll see you around then.
Hey, kid. Catch.
Ow!
Who thought you had that?
Even having not seen it, but listening to it is funny. All right, so we have all of the commercials for you from the game right there front and center at DougStefan.com, GoodDayShow.com. Either one of them brings you to the same place, 51 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, fights, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Max, work with us.
Now 53 after the hour, Monday, the Duck Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is here, Rich McFadden is here, and the technology tailor is here. Do you know the best way to test expensive digital SLR camera accessories before you buy them? You don't want to buy this stuff unless you know what you're getting, right? Alex Goldfein, who's our friend because he deals with technology and the basics of technology, will give you a little bit of help here. Again, if you're interested in a digital SLR camera, I think that's what I'm looking for, isn't it, Richie?
No, you would pound your head on the ground if you had an SLR. Way too many buttons.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Well, Alex will help us with the buttons in a moment here, and good day.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afro Nasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
If you have a digital SLR camera, and more of us do these days, you probably know that there's a whole lot of options and accessories you can get to enhance that camera. For example, lenses, endless lenses, zooms and wide angles, prime lenses, which have no zoom. You zoom with your feet on those. Of course, there are also flashes and tripods and filters and on and on. Now, you could buy all this and spend a lot of money testing which lenses and accessories you like best. Or, now, you can rent all these products. Websites like BorrowLenses.com have popularized renting lenses and other accessories for SLR cameras. You can rent the $600 18 to 200mm zoom lens for a week for $42 for your Nikon. It's perfect for checking it out, especially on a vacation. The wide-angle Tokina 11 to 16mm lens costs $600, but $92 rents it for a two-week period. It's a great way to test, experience, and use SLR lenses without breaking the bank. I'm Alex Goldfein.
The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup. That rich aroma starts filling up the room. Let me know.
that switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance is trying to sneak out of a really boring meeting wearing tap shoes. A bad idea.
Sales growth has increased 2.9%. That's a reflection of aggressive. Ben, where are you going?
Nowhere. Headed back to my seat now.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Since beauty is in the eyes of the beholder, there is no doubt your Valentine is most beautiful to you. You love to look at your Valentine, but you still want to take care of the eyes that are doing the beholding, right? Your eyes and what they're looking at. Brian Osich is here now with more on a new campaign to help those of you who are a little bit older take care of your vision much better.
Seniors know you can't put a price on love, friendship, or the importance of eyesight, and they also know the best things in life are often free. That's why Eye Care America's new Valentine's Day campaign encourages anyone 65 and older to see if they qualify for an eye exam at no out-of-pocket cost. Dr. Richard Mills is an ophthalmologist and chair of Eye Care America. He says the year-round program provides eye exams at no out-of-pocket cost.
Nearly 7,000 volunteer ophthalmologists across the U.S. offer the exams, and our online referral center at iCareAmerica.org also lets friends and family find out if their loved ones are eligible to be referred to an iCare America volunteer ophthalmologist.
Mills says vision impairment has enormous costs.
By increasing awareness of eye disease and connecting more people with the care they need, we'll hopefully reduce preventable blindness and allow our seniors to live more fulfilling and active lives.
For more information or to see if you qualify, the site again is iCareAmerica.org. That's healthcare now from iCareAmerica.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, these days, more Americans are using their credit cards less.
Which is why Rent-A-Center is making more sense.
You can get the brands you want without having to use
and abuse credit. You don't even need a credit card.
And if you need to, you can stop and pick back up where you left off.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of two Ashley sofa and love seat sets. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop
in the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
All right, so the controversy today is not going to be focused on Egypt or the Iranian trial, but on AOL buying the Huffington Post.
Oh, man.
$315 million she gets. It's hers. And she gets to run AOL, which is another side of this.
Life is looking pretty good.
I'm looking at a somebody who tweeted, "What the hell is AOL doing?"
Right.
The headline
is crazy.
Not for her, it isn't. 59 past the hour on the Good Day program.